A lot better today and tomorrow. Still no guarantee that every town will be affected, but partial sunshine today, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature in the lower 90s. A couple of the storms could have gusty winds and certainly some dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Best chance in the afternoon and evening, high around 90. Then over the weekend, better news. The storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be widely scattered around, but not as many. High temperature both days in the lower 90s and more scattered storms Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today, and you can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a Wednesday morning shooting that left two people injured. It happened in the 1700 block of Hamlet Court. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries, the other has serious injuries. The Alabama Supreme Court has stayed the murder trial of Montgomery police officer Aaron Cody Smith. Smith was scheduled to go on trial Monday for the 2016 shooting death of Greg Gunn. Defense attorneys hope the Supreme Court will consider four issues, including a change of venue and the request for immunity. And Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says the timeline for the statue of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is behind schedule. It was originally slated to be unveiled in August, but had been pushed back once to December. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Now that summer is in full swing, Cat House Marine is having its annual summer sales event. Hello, I'm Steve Northington. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new, dependable Yamaha outboard. With several in stock, surely we've got just the right one for you. We have a great selection of Yamaha-powered Express bass and crappie boats, Express center consoles, and more. Also, luxurious veranda pontoons, all aluminum, welded construction, and top-shelf interior make veranda pontoons one of the best on the market today. Cat House Marine offers professional service on most modern-day marine engines, and same-day basic service. For professional sales and service, visit us today. Cat House Marine Incorporated, just east of I-65, exit 179, Cobbs Ford Road and Main Street in Millbrook. Call us today, 334-517-6500, or visit us on the web at cathousemarine.com. Cat House Marine in Yamaha, revs your heart.
Did you know that Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area for 40 years? Well, Big A Tires carries all tire brands priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, and more. They even have used tires. But Big A Tires also specializes in complete auto repair, including check engine diagnostics, air conditioning repair, brakes, oil changes. Yes, they have them. Want to get rid of that check engine light that's been on there for a while? They can take care of it. Squeal or bumpy ride, Big A Tires. Did you buy your tires that won't fit and need adapters? Did you buy parts or tires and you need to have them installed? Big A Tires can take care of that as well. Even truck tires, I got them. And listen, Michelin and BF Goodrich and Uniroyal, $10 over cost. Shoot, Big A also carries tires for your trailer, ATV, lawnmower, and even more. Their motto has been, they treat you like family. Big A Tires, they're located on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Like them on Facebook or visit their website at bigatires.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Crowd that has a name. And to Welcome back in. 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell is out, as he is on Thursdays. Dave Mowry also out, who's normally in for Jack Campbell on Thursdays. Joey Clark has generously decided to donate his time to News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, where he appears for 7 consecutive hours every day.
Woo!
He just decided to add a few hours to it.
10 hours today, baby.
10 hours of radio.
I like it.
That's just a lot of radio.
Yeah, I like it.
You get a DVT or something after that? How's it
DVT.
Work? Deep vein thrombosis? From sitting still for 10 hours?
I'm not sure what that is, but I like the sound of thrombosis.
You don't want one, I can assure you.
Okay.
They'll kill you.
Sure.
Cause a stroke or whatever.
Oh, then I don't want it. I just
You know, it's a blood clot that starts deep in the leg, and then it dislodges and ends up in your heart or your lung or your brain.
I just like the sound of that word, thrombosis.
Thrombosis?
Deep vein.
Thrombosis. Trust me, you don't want one.
And by the way, are you going to get more of those Jack for Mayor?
Yeah, they're on the way. We've ordered them.
And you're getting me that Boys Large? I'm trying to look vascular here, bro.
We didn't order any Boys Larges. I can get you a medium.
That's the actual correct size I wear.
You wear a medium shirt?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You made me feel fat, Bo. Man. Wow. That's incredible.
I'm svelte. I'm about 165.
You wear a medium?
Yeah. This is a medium.
That's incredible. It's not like stuck to you either. It's got room to grow.
Yeah.
You could pudge up a little bit.
I don't like the smalls, though, because then the tail is, like, riding up on
you. Yeah, you can't get the bad boy in.
Guy midriff is not a good look.
Frankly, most female midriff is not a good look.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you exercise 4 more days a week.
No, I'm getting that from, it's an old joke in wrestling. Vince McMahon, we'd go to wrestle a referee. He'd, like, fit into a boy small.
Just,
and he's already huge as is.
Yeah.
Just to be like, I'm popping out of this shirt.
It's like our number, 272-9228, 272-9228. All right, here's what I was talking about going to the last thing. Of course, for those that weren't listening during the 10 o'clock hour, we'd call in and say, he was at a doctor's office that was raided by the DEA this morning. And then somebody called in and said that they knew which office it was and named the office. I don't care which office it was. But then I said it was probably related to one of two things going on right now. One is they seem to be cracking down on pill mills around here. Of course, for those that don't know, pill mills are where you go and the doctor is alleged to have become basically a legal drug dealer where they deal narcotics and other things and whatever. But anyway.
I think it's such a crock.
Oh, I mean, if you want to get hooked on pharmaceuticals and destroy your life,
I don't want to get started on a rant about the drug culture here, and I'm talking about legal or illegal, the laws. I don't think it's the best approach, and I think it is one of those things we'll look back at 20, 30 years from now and go, what in the world were we doing for the last
season? Well, it's kind of like the period of alcohol prohibition.
Yeah.
People look back. There are very few people who think alcohol prohibition was a success.
Right.
Very few people. And I think they'll look back at drug prohibition one day that way. The other thing it could be, if it's not pill mills, the other good thing it could be is Representative Ed Henry from Hartsell is still a representative. He has been indicted now, I think, in 2 different cases or maybe 3 different cases for running as something called My Practice 24. And in My Practice 24, he was having doctors agree to refer him patients illegally, I think. I'm not sure exactly what the allegations are. But he's been charged with conspiring to pay kickbacks, which are illegal, conspiring to defraud the United States, which sounds illegal, paying unlawful kickbacks, conspiring to commit healthcare fraud, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Certainly not the types of charges you would want the federal government to be pursuing against you. Of course, the great irony of all this is Ed Henry is the guy who filed the impeachment proceedings against Robert Bentley for having a girlfriend.
Moral turpitude.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorite words.
This guy's in here allegedly defrauding the United States.
Well, and talk about at the end of his career, another greatest hit from Alvin Holmes. Do you remember this? It's after they are going to charge Robert Bentley with moral turpitude as a main reason for impeachment. Not misuse of state funds to bring up the moral thing.
Well, because they couldn't prove that.
Right. So, Alvin Holmes gets up at the podium and goes, I can see all y'all, some of y'all in the back are nervous. I know all y'all got a girlfriend. I'll tell everybody who's doing things with everybody else.
Yeah, he was going to do it, too.
That's great.
He was going to do it.
I will miss him for moments like that. It's so funny.
You know, people cheered when he lost his primary. He's not in great health. But I always say, you be careful what you wish for, because you don't know who this guy is coming up behind him.
Right.
And Alvin Holmes, at least, for all his faults, he made us laugh.
He did.
And he had the great Germany. He had the great Germany bit. He had a little man and a mule want to get married. And then he had that incredible moment on the... I might be able to find it. Do we have that clip somewhere?
Maybe.
Where he's talking about finding all the people's girlfriends coming to the floor.
That's
he's like, I see two of you here. Okay, there's another one. I mean, he was looking around, eyeballing people.
Oh, wow.
You saw people ducking behind desks, jumping into hallways.
That's just classic Alvin. And, you know, the guy would say a lot of outrageous stuff, and I don't completely agree with every... I'm not a Democrat, obviously. But, you know, I'll miss that guy.
I will,
just for the entertainment.
Look, there are some districts you're only going to get a Democrat.
Right.
So you might as well get the best, most entertaining, fun Democrat you can find. You're going to get a Democrat. I mean, District 78 is not going to be represented by a Republican.
No, it's with everybody freaking out. Not herself, definitely not her politics, but the sexiest name in politics, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
She's cute, too, man.
Well, she is cute, but the name itself just inspires confidence. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Start the Viva la Revolution.
Yeah, it does sound like she might have been with Shay and Fidel.
I know. And you can say what you want. Obviously, I don't agree with those guys, but they were very charismatic, very effective at inspiring people into their cause. It started a revolution. I mean, it does take some skills in terms of communication.
And a lot of people, what is it, the 26-7 movement, is that what they called it? Because it kicked off. A lot of people in that movement did not think they were pursuing a dictatorship either.
They're fighting. That's the problem when you're trying to fight corruption. Watch out for the guys leading you.
Yeah.
Sometimes the reform or the cure is worse than the disease.
They thought Batista was on his way out and they were going to usher in this democratic republic. And it didn't work out that way.
Well, there's an old H.L. Mencken anecdote where he's talking about his father. His father, like in the late 1800s, had a convenience store, like a, you know, central store where everything you wanted. Like, you know, oh, brother, where art thou? I don't want Dapper Dan. I don't want Fop, damn it. I want Dapper Dan. It's one of the old country store. And the guy, as soon as he put up his store, he put up a sign, a big bold sign that was hanging. And he went to one of the city councilmen who represented him and gave him like $100. Said, don't bother me about the sign or my store again. You know, that's graft, I suppose, bribery. But the guy didn't bother him. And then the wave of reform comes around like 5-10 years later, and the new city council comes in. The guy he paid off 10 years ago is no longer there, and the city says, oh, your sign is no longer in compliance. Pay us like $200 a year. And his father, Mencken's father, is like, this is theft. I've been had. These are the reformers. We had a good thing going here where I put up my sign, I paid for it, and now you want to come and take more of my money? Sometimes I think government reform is just, well, another Mencken quote, every election is an advanced auction on stolen goods.
Every election is an advanced auction on stolen goods. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
He's got a lot of doozies like that.
Our number 272-9228, 272-9228. Science has nailed down, Joey, one of the main causes of mental decline. You'll never guess what it is.
Celibacy?
No. That's mental breakdown.
Oh.
That's not mental decline. That's mental breakdown.
Okay.
Big bellies.
Really?
Yes, they figured this out. Big bellies at age 60 or older, you start to have an astronomical risk of mental decline compared to people who don't have big bellies.
Interesting. No,
yes.
There is new science come out about it. It's not just like, oh, you got some weight there, you got some fat there. It's the health of your gut.
Yeah.
That your gut biome, if you don't have a healthy gut. That you are very susceptible to
a lot of diseases. That's why, Joey, that's why I culture kefir on a daily basis at my house.
Look at you.
Milk kefir, we culture it on a daily basis, change it out every morning. Sometimes we go 2 or 3 days in between when we stack up, and then we just throw that batch out, start a new batch. It's very hardy stuff. The milk kefir is incredible. Has trillions and trillions and trillions of probiotics per serving. Very easy to do at home. You can order a starter culture off eBay or Amazon. Or Amazon, not eBay. Nobody orders stuff off eBay anymore. Amazon. But anyway, this is a study. They studied Irish senior citizens over 60. They found that your waist-to-hip ratio could indicate later cognitive function. The bigger you were, the more likely you were to lose your mind. So,
wow.
How about that? I don't know why I wanted to cover that story today. I certainly don't want anyone measuring my waist.
Well, that's why I started early. Because I was 28, going, wow, I've already got a gut.
Hey, you got to get rid of it. All right, you see all these stacks of news I have? I have not covered any of them. We've just been talking. So when we get back, we'll cover a little bit. All right, guys, I'm starting to develop an opinion on the question that I've been asking this audience for a long time. Is Mueller a good actor or a bad actor? I'll give you my latest update right after this.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your time for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE today and check out Hustler Mowers, who over 50 years ago introduced the very first zero-turn riding mower, and today is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and offers 0% interest financing for 48 months. And if you're military, you can get up to a 10% discount. So, if it's your time for a new ZTR, come see us today. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
I can't believe someone broke into our home and went through all of our things.
It happens every day, every hour. Someone is broken into.
I feel so violated. What would have happened if my kids and I were home?
You don't have to be a victim. You can feel safe and secure in your own home. ESS, Electronic Security Service, can give you peace of mind with whole home security systems, medical alerts, fire and carbon monoxide alerts, and child care monitoring at your fingertips. ESS, low-rate 24/7 security monitoring, home automation, video, and access control. ESS, giving peace of mind since 1971. 47 years later, have an existing problem? No problem. Protect your home with high-def surveillance, a locally owned and caring company. ESS. Write this number down. 279-9141. 279-9141. Electronic Security Service. 279-9141. ESS. AESBL license number 002.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery. Hoping everyone had a wonderful summer. With back to school right around the corner, I just wanted to remind all of our customers that we are ready to get back to work for you. From t-shirts to backpacks and everything in between, AKD can handle all of your promotional product needs. If you're looking for that unique graphic, let our talented artists help put together that perfect design for your next event. And with more than 30 years in the industry, our team at AKD will make sure your experience with us is fun and hassle-free. So please give us a call at 277-8433 for our Montgomery office or 361-2133 for our Prattville office. And because of our wonderful customers, AKD is busier than ever, and we have positions open in our screen printing department. So anyone interested in joining the AKD family, please consider applying by going to our website at goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Sawzall Sirius Italian ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Sawzall Sirius Italian on Commerce Street. Sawzall, much more than pizza. This is serious Italian food. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Sawzall Sirius Italian and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
realize this day and time that's hard to find is true. The road we're on in a traffic jam, it's a sunny drive on a piece of land. It's paradise as long as I'm with you. It's like
back into News and Views, 22 minutes after 11 o'clock. If we could sell the brakes, Joey, if we could sell those on a pay-per-view basis, pay-per-listen.
No, it'd be good.
Oh, my goodness. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. My friends over at Tire City and Automotive Service got a door handle brake on the van.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we got taken by Tire City and Automotive Service. I sent him a text. Now, I texted him and said, hey, door handle broke. Can you take a look at it? Sure. Just need to know what you need to order, and you tell me when to bring it back. Fix that bad boy on there. That's Jared Battles. That's Tire City and Automotive Service. The guy is an absolute prince of a human being. Tire City and Automotive Service, the only place I recommend for anything. Look, the guy has replaced a starter for me, water pump, fuel filter, thermostat. I don't know what else. I mean, it seems like everything. Radiator hoses. I used to drive a dump. It needed a lot of work. I can't help that. But anyway, that's why I had Jared Battles. That's why I got to know him so well. I was in there all the time. The guy is absolutely fantastic. Absolutely 100% honest guy. He sells his tires at cost, meaning if you go find tires somewhere else and you go to Tire City and Automotive Service and you ask for the exact same tires, you're going to get them cheaper at Tire City and Automotive Service because he'll give them to you at cost. On the web, TireCityAL.com. On the East South Boulevard, 1/2 mile east of Baptist Health Hospital, behind the brand-new Burger King right there at the corner of Woodley, or on the Atlanta Highway just in front of the Eastdale Mall. So you can check that out, Tire City and Automotive Service, whenever you get the opportunity. All right. We do have so much news, Jim. What did I say I was going to cover when I got back? Did I say? Oh, yeah, yeah. Whether or not Mueller is a good actor.
Yes.
The latest evidence. Now, I do have to disclose something. My mother has texted in and said, Mueller is a bad actor, and if you say he isn't, I'm having you committed to a mental institution. I'm your mother. I can do it. I tend to disagree. But here is why I am going to do this. Sarah Carter, if you guys follow her at all, she's been kind of all over this Mueller investigation. A good place to start. She had a piece up this morning, actually yesterday, about Bruce Ohr and Christopher Steele's communication being leaked. And no one knows where it came from or whether it's even accurate. But I tend to believe it is based on the format and other things that have leaked through these same channels. So I'm going to assume that the conversations between Bruce Ohr and Christopher Steele are accurate. Why do I bring them up in the context of Robert Mueller and whether he's a good actor? Because Robert Mueller is mentioned in these. First, I'll cover what Sarah Carter has to say. Breaking, Bruce Ohr docs raise serious question. Bruce Ohr was a Justice Department employee, a high-ranking Justice Department employee. For those that don't remember, his wife, Nellie, shortly after the contractor access to the NSA databases was revoked, took up a sudden interest in ham radio, decided all of a sudden, after 65 years on Earth, she needed to take up ham radio. Who doesn't at 65 years old?
Yeah, it's a great skill to have.
Especially if your husband is a spy.
Right.
And you're dealing with spies on the other side of the world and don't want to leave an electronic record of your communications. So here's what it says. I'm just going to read you the source documents rather than Sarah Carter's take, because I don't necessarily agree with Sarah Carter's take. So I'm going to read you some of the source documents. I'll just give you a feel for what's going on in here.
Okay.
All right. March 30th. This is 2 months before the appointment of Robert Mueller. This is also 4 or 5 months after Christopher Steele has been terminated by the FBI for breaching their standards in communicating with journalists. Okay, so this is like a limbo window here. This is after Chris Steele has been terminated and before the appointment of Robert Mueller's special team in, what was that, June or July of 17.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a window, or maybe May of 17. So March 30th, this is the first communique in this batch here. This comes from Christopher Steele to Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Any news? The Senate Intel Committee is leaking like a sieve, which is giving us pause for thought on engagement. Otherwise, my Matthew is 21 today. Hopefully speak soon. Best, Chris. What are your impressions of that? They obviously know each other well.
Yes.
They obviously are familiar enough that their families are at play here in the conversation.
Yes.
You wouldn't ask about someone's child. You wouldn't volunteer information about your child with someone you don't know.
Yeah, my kid's 21,
Yeah. But he's also concerned that the Senate Intelligence Committee is leaking like a sieve. Well, guess what? The Senate Intelligence Committee is the most corrupt group of officials in the federal government.
And they definitely were leaking like a sieve.
100%. 100%. 8 minutes later, Bruce Orr, U.S. Department of Justice official, gets back to Chris Steele. Chris, no news on this end. Aside from what I'm reading in the papers, just amazing. Congratulations on your son's birthday. I was going to say your boy's birthday, but he really is a man now. Let me know if you would like to talk. Kind of a weird exchange.
It is.
Kind of a weird exchange. And then they go silent for almost 2 months. May 2. Again, Chris Steele to Bruce. Bruce, dear Bruce, I would be grateful for a word over the next couple days. Could we fix a time for a WhatsApp call, please? Many thanks, Chris. Bruce writes back, Chris, of course. With tomorrow at 1 p.m. And then they try to nail down a good time. Several communications trying to nail down a good time. What's interesting about that to me is WhatsApp is an application designed to mass communications.
It's fully encrypted, yes.
It's a fully encrypted communications thing. There's several of these out there. I'm not going to name them, but I've used these. They allegedly work. I mean, you don't know whether they truly work or not, but you trust that they do what they say they're going to do. They encrypt your communication. They mask your communication. You are able to talk to people. And supposedly, unless you're holding the device on the other end, you wouldn't be able to interpret it. Even if you interpreted the signal going back and forth, it's gobbledygook.
Yes.
It's a great word.
Gobbledygook?
Gobbledygook. Mm. Love the word gobbledygook. All right, so then they nail down a place. Now we go forward 1 week, May 9. We're getting closer to the appointment now of Robert Mueller. May 9, Chris Steele. Now he's resorted to calling Bruce B.
Okay.
Which is okay. I mean, I get B a lot. People, you know, don't want to type out Baron, I guess. B, obviously it's chaotic with you over there right now, but we should probably talk again over the next couple days if you can. Do let me know what might work. Best. Bruce writes back, sure, would Wednesday 7, then they go back and forth looking for a time to meet. Now we're getting very, very close to the appointment of Robert Mueller.
Okay.
May 13 now. Still trying to nail down the time. Now, Chris Steele writes this on May 15th. This is a couple of days in advance of the appointment. B, talking to Bruce Orr. Having now consulted my wife and business partner about the question we discussed on Saturday, I'm pleased to say, yes, we should go ahead with it. What are they talking about? Having now consulted my wife and business partner, this is Christopher Steele, the spy in London, mm-hmm. who supposedly put together the Steele dossier. Having now consulted my wife and business partner about the question we discussed on Saturday, I'm pleased to say, yes, we should go along with it. Now, I will go back on my handy-dandy Apple calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I will go back to May of 2017. May of 2017, May 13th was a Saturday. But he's on the other side of the world.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go back a day. What were they talking about the day before? We don't know because they were using encrypted communications. But there was something that he thinks they should go forward with it. Bruce Orr writes back to Chris Steele, thanks, I will let them know and we will follow up. So Chris Steele says, yes, we should go forward with it. Bruce Orr says, I'll let them know and we should follow up. Bruce then writes back, unprompted, thanks again. I chatted with my colleagues and can give you an update when you have a minute. Now, this is Chris Steele, who's been terminated by the FBI for violating their standards.
Yes.
This is Chris Steele, who's been terminated by the federal government because he leaked to the media the contents of what he was discussing.
And yet he's still talking to a State Department official.
No, a Justice Department official.
Oh, wow.
Bruce Orr is a Justice Department. Yes, a Justice Department official whose wife was the ham radio operator.
And also worked at GPS, right?
Fusion GPS. Yeah. Was later hired by Fusion GPS. And Bruce Orr is now talking to his colleagues on behalf, allegedly, I'm guessing, based on the context of Christopher Steele.
Yes.
6:22. Now we've gone past the appointment of Robert Mueller. Chris Steele writes Bruce, hi, Bruce. Is there any news on re-engagement yet? Anything we could do to help from this end? Grateful for an update. Thanks and best, Chris. Christopher Steele is asking, am I going to be rehired by the Department of Justice or the FBI or both? Bruce writes back, I will inquire and let you know. In other words, it's not off the table.
Right.
And then Bruce writes back 2 days later, still in process. My colleagues have made the request, but they will inquire again. His colleagues at the Department of Justice, this is 6 months into the Donald Trump administration, are asking around the office about the possibility of re-engaging Christopher Steele, of the famous Steele dossier. Christopher Steele waits 2-3 weeks, writes back 7-16 of 17. Hi, Bruce. Hope you're enjoying the summer. I spoke to my old colleagues last week, and they assured me they would not stand in the way of our re-engagement with the Bureau. They thought the admin might take a few weeks, but we seem good to go. Please pass this on as appropriate. Crazy week over there. Just passed. And then Bruce writes back, hi, Chris. Good to hear from you. Hope all is well. I will pass along to my colleagues. Thanks. So what you have here is a clear back channel between the Department of Justice and the guy that the FBI terminated for violating their standards. A clear back channel. Now it's getting juicy. August 6th. Well, almost 1 year ago to the day from right now. This is Christopher Steele to Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Hope you're well. Getting some holiday with the family. Whenever convenient, I would like a chat. There's a lot going on. We're frustrating with how long this re-engagement with the Bureau and Mueller is taking. Anything you could do to accelerate the process would be much appreciated. There are some new perishable operational opportunities, which we do not want to miss out on. Best to all, Chris. And then Bruce writes back, Chris, good to hear from you. With tomorrow morning 9 a.m. time work. And then they spend many, many days trying to reconnect and missing each other over and over. I want to focus on that last text again. I wanted to read the context leading up to it.
Okay.
Hi, Bruce. Hope you're well. Getting some holiday with the family. Whenever convenient, I would like to chat. There's a lot going on, and we are frustrated with how long this re-engagement with the Bureau and Mueller is taking. Anything you could do to accelerate the process would be much appreciated.
Well, and he also said perishable opportunities?
Yes. Now, I want to point out something that Chuck Grassley raised to Rod Rosenstein. The number of times Bruce Orr was interviewed by the FBI. He started being interviewed under the Obama administration. He was interviewed 4 times under the Obama administration. November 22, December 5, December 12, December 20 of 2016. 4 times Bruce Orr was interviewed under the Obama administration. And then he started being interviewed by the FBI under the Trump administration. 127, 123, 125, 26, 214. And then notice the dates that I'm going to read you next and how they correlate to what I just told you moments ago. 58, 512, 515. Those were the dates he was talking to Bruce Orr in 2017. 5-8 and 5-12 were 2 days he was interviewed. Bruce Orr was interviewed by the FBI.
And those are the same dates he's talking to Mr. Steele.
He's interviewed on 5-8. The following day, he's talking to Christopher Steele. He's interviewed on 5-12 in that same day, that late afternoon, he's talking to Christopher Steele. Do you have time for a short follow-up call sometime this weekend? That was unprompted by Christopher Steele. That was Bruce Steele on afternoon of 5-12. After he leaves an FBI interview, he's on an FBI interview the day of 512. The 302 is completed on 512. That afternoon, 512 at 4:22 p.m., unprompted, not in response to anything Chris Steele wrote, he writes to Christopher Steele. Bruce Orr writes, like within hours or minutes after an FBI interview, thanks again for your time on Wednesday. Do you have time for a short follow-up call sometime this weekend? And then they connect. You can tell based on the context later that they connect shortly thereafter. Now, one of two things is happening here. A, Bruce Orr has flipped and is tying down Christopher Steele without Christopher Steele's knowledge as having worked on this stuff for the political purposes of defeating Donald J. Trump in the election or having him run out of office shortly after the election. That's option A. Option B is there's a rogue element that survived the Obama administration, Trump administration transition, and Bruce Orr is working officially through them. And for whatever reason, they're documenting it through a 302. They're continuing to have the conversation after Trump is sworn in, after he takes control of the Department of Justice?
Well, if it's the latter option, then is Bruce Orr even mentioning his connections with Steele, or is he passing on information that Steele is giving him to this rogue element of the FBI, which is very possible to exist, because if you go back to the animus of, say, the Strzok and Page texts, there are other people, other agents, we don't know their names, who had the same sentiments.
Yeah, I mean, we do know their names in a lot of instances. We do know their names. They've been ferreted out. The new media just won't cover it. Right. But we still have this text we don't know what to do with. Chris Steele obviously is unaware. Assuming I'm right on this, and I think Bruce Orr is cooperating, or was cooperating.
So you're thinking it's the former, the Orr is sort of roping in Steele, cooperating?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I think he's bringing him in. I think there's an investigation underway into Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce Orr, James Rybicki, Baker, the whole group. The whole small group that was working to take out Trump, to keep him from being president, and to take him out once he became president. I think Bruce Orr was one of the people who turned. And I think this is evidence of that. Because you have Christopher Steele clearly unaware, clearly thinking he's about to reengage. Over the course of several months, he's saying, when can I reengage with you guys? When
can I work with Mueller?
Exactly. What does he think? And this is what I'm saying for those of you who think I need to be committed to a mental institution. Why is Christopher Steele wanting to reengage with Mueller? And if Mueller's a bad guy, why is he not reengaging with him? And if Mueller's a bad guy, why is the guy who's talking to Steele also giving 302s or having 302s taken?
Yeah.
Why is he giving interviews to the Trump FBI?
On multiple occasions.
On multiple occasions. Why is he giving interviews to the Trump FBI? I'm telling you guys, I don't think everything's as it seems. I don't think everything's as it seems. You have evidence here based on this that was leaked. And here's the thing, too. We don't know who leaked this, but we do know something. It's somebody in a position of considerable know-how and considerable power who basically leaked the confidential text messages going back and forth between Bruce Orr and Christopher Steele, the author of the Steele dossier and one of the highest-ranking officials in the Department of Justice at the time. Someone leaked their conversations. And why? Because if you put two things together, you see a story that you don't see if you don't put them together. If you take either one of these stories alone, you have Bruce Orr being interviewed by the FBI, and you think, well, he got caught, he's in trouble. And then you have, if you just do the other one, you have Bruce Orr sitting here without the knowledge that he's being interviewed by the FBI, sitting here negotiating the re-engagement of Christopher Steele with the FBI and Mueller. And Christopher Steele clearly is under the impression that Mueller is on his team and that he is going to be back in action to take out Donald Trump. Everybody knows Christopher Steele's stated objective was to keep Donald Trump from being president and take him out once he became president. He told people that. They didn't tell the FISA court that, but he told people that. But when you put these two things together, the FBI was aware, I believe, Bruce Orr was talking to Christopher Steele.
There is a pattern.
And he's drawing him in. He's leading him in. Now they obviously have what they want. We have midterms coming up. And so now we got to start getting the information out that shows we're not the bad guys. They're the bad guys.
Well, and as a little cherry on top, some human interest aspect of the story, somebody's boy is now a man.
21.
Yeah.
He'd be 22 by now.
Yeah.
That was a year ago, Joe.
Good for that kid. Now a man.
All right, guys. Our number 272-9228. We'll take some phone calls on the other side of the break if you want to get in. 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Don't forget about my friend Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. One of my absolute favorite places to go. A game we've designed. We're going to do it. I just got to find a way to give something away. Maybe talk to Miss Dot about having a prize for somebody. We'll find something. We'll find something. I want to do like a scavenger hunt where our listeners go into Eastbrook and find the item I've identified. Tell me what booth it came from. Take a picture of it. Give it to my Facebook page and you'll be the winner. First one to do it. We're going to do that. Next time I get over there, I'm going to go find the particular item. I think I know which one I want. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall on Coliseum Boulevard. You could furnish a house, furnish an apartment. This is staying power type stuff, and you will absolutely love Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Guys, we'll be back. Barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply. Offering 40 color options, 8 traditional metal roofing profiles, and 5 stamped metal profiles. See what your project would look like at ProofMyRoof.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Our rain chances are getting a lot better today and tomorrow. Still no guarantee that every town will be affected, but partial sunshine today, a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature in the lower 90s. A couple of the storms could have gusty winds and certainly some dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. Tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Best chance in the afternoon and evening, high around 90. Then over the weekend, better news. The storms will start to thin out in number. They'll still be widely scattered around, but not as many. High temperature both days in the lower 90s and more scattered storms Monday. Download our free weather app for your phone or tablet today. You can see where the storms are now and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, plus push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
morning, guys. This hour of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. 279-8919. You can check out Cole Plumbing online, coleplumbing.com. You can also, if you're looking for a job and you're in the plumbing trade, master plumber, journeyman plumber, you can always go by 1142 Coliseum Boulevard. Talk to Cole Plumbing in person. Drop off a resume and application. Tell them your qualifications, and they'll get back in touch with you. 279-8919. You can probably just call them and ask what to do. James Cole, CC Cole, Cameron Cole, Jeanette Cole, the whole Cole family involved over at Cole Plumbing and Automotive. Cole Plumbing and Automotive Service. That's Tire City and Automotive Service. Cole Plumbing, come on. Proprietary pipelining technology, number one in the number two business. And when you have trouble with your bowl, you call on Cole. All right. Jack Campbell out on Thursdays. Dave Mowry normally in on Thursdays. Dave Mowry out today because he's on vacation. Joey came in and sat in for him. Joey out because he has some work to do. Jay Scott.
Hey.
Jay, how are you? It's been a long time since you've been on this program.
It has. You know, I figure people hear me enough.
Why?
As it is. I don't know. Commercials.
Your
and then voice the morning,
a lot.
And then the morning show.
Yeah.
I figure, you know, they've heard enough.
They've heard enough, Jay Scott, for one day?
They've heard enough.
I don't know about that.
If they haven't, that's fine. I'll give the people what they want.
Yeah, well, if they want more Jay Scott, dadgummit, they're going to get more Jay Scott.
But I've never heard that anybody's wanted more of me at all.
I hear them. I hear them outside. More Jay. More Jay.
Figured we'd trade ponytails. You get me?
Yeah, I get you. You had a ponytail before Joey had a ponytail. And a beard before Joey had a beard.
Probably so, yeah.
Do you ever shave your beard? I don't know that I've ever seen you with
that. It's weird because, you know, I've been here for a long time. And so... more than half of the years that I've been here have been without a beard.
Yeah.
People knew me, at least around here, knew me that I didn't have a beard. So when I let it grow, it was weird. Now I think it would be weird if I shaved it off. But no, I haven't taken it off or shaved it off yet. I got this whenever I was in the hospital for gallbladder removal surgery.
Yeah. You don't have a gallbladder?
I know, yeah. I had gallstones. They were horrible.
Is there any residual symptom of that? Or
of gallbladder?
Like not having a gallbladder. Like, what's the point of the gallbladder?
It processes, like, fats and stuff, so as you can see, I am retaining fat. I'm probably completely wrong on exactly what the gallbladder does, but I do not have one now.
And it doesn't bother you? Don't burp a lot?
No, you don't feel anything. There's nothing different. The doctors weren't like, well, now you can't eat this, or now you have to eat this.
So
or
now you're good to go.
Yeah, everything's fine.
So. Do you follow national news at all? Like, is that your shtick?
Not really. I follow enough to know, you know, what's going on when you guys talk about some stuff. Other things you'll hear me ask you about, or I'll hit up Joey about some stuff.
I'm always curious, because I'm kind of a news hound, a news junkie, and have been for quite some time. I'm always curious when people don't. I mean, is it just not something that crosses your mind a lot?
It's only the big stuff, man, that I'll catch.
Like, so like the biggest of the big stuff?
Like old boy got busted for insider trading yesterday.
Yeah,
you know?
That was big.
I knew about that. And then... you know, some little tiny little news bits of like the Academy Awards thing, adding it into the category, which sounds stupid, trying to cut it down to 3 hours and all this other stuff. And then I'll hit up on, there's a lot of like government news that really slips through
my
cracks.
Yeah, you just don't pay attention to it.
As far as that. Well, because it, honestly, I guess probably from the sources I get mine from, it all sounds like a broken record just over and over
same
and over
stuff.
Again. Yeah, just yeah. Same stuff.
Well, and if you listen to conservative media or alt media, it's all Trump, pro-Trump, pro-Trump. If you listen to MSNBC or CNN or any mainstream media, anti-Trump.
Right.
And it gets a little repetitive.
It does. It gets very repetitive.
Now, for the question everybody in the audience is wanting to know, and then we'll head back to the phone, Joey Clark has rejoined the program.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, you keep that stuff over there.
Do you like the new shock mounts?
I do.
This is fantastic. Look at this.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, this is a great addition to the station, right?
Do you know what this would have sounded like?
Oh, my gosh. It would have been devastating.
It would have been terrible.
I have to be careful, though, because this likes to come loose.
Well, I'm going to get some rubber gaskets and close it off.
I love it.
And that crinkle you hear, I think I've isolated to this connection back here. I'm pretty sure. I don't know that. See that? You hear it? Same sounds the same.
I don't know.
Anyway,
yeah.
Our number 272-9228.
You already lost a call. I'm so sorry.
they're impatient. He was the next one, and now I got to go to the next guy. Who's this? You're on the air.
It's Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, we want more Jay. Let him go on Dan's show.
That's why I don't think you can get enough Jay.
Yeah,
I'm
more
sort of
Jay.
In that camp. Yeah. Kirk must be one of the ones outside. I hear more Jay.
Come on, Joey. Let him go on.
Well, no, I've had Jay on my show once, but he gets up early, man.
Yeah, my problem is I'm not around when your show comes on.
Exactly.
I don't do the thing that Emily does, which is drive home and then drive back.
Once you go home, you're home.
No, it's really, that's exactly. It, man. Prattville, once I go home, I am home, man. I just, that's it. So I try not to have to come back if I don't have to.
Well, real quick to the subject you were on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens when Trump unseals that redacted portion of the FISA.
I'm going to start asking people this when they talk about this. You tell me which camp you're in. Mueller, good actor, Mueller, bad actor, or not enough public evidence to make that determination? Which camp are you in?
I'm kind of on the fence because I ain't seen enough evidence.
Now, that's yet. Where I am. And I'm, like my mother just told me, I read the text earlier for those who weren't here. She said, Mueller's a bad actor, and if you say he isn't, I'm having you committed to a mental institution. I'm your mother. I can do it. So after the segment where I kind of demonstrate I'm still not convinced, if anything, I'm leaning towards still not a bad actor, she said, well, I'll start working on the commitment papers. I'm like, Ma!
Actually, I lean more towards bad because the very first thing that started me thinking that way is how he had Peter Stroke on his team.
Yeah, Peter Stroke had the best name in government, though. How could you not have him on your team? I mean, you know what I mean? With a name like Peter Stroke. I want that guy on my team. I mean, if
that's
for no other reason.
That's real hammy of you there.
Yeah, I try.
Have a good one, guys.
I mean, if no other reason. All right, I'll give you an example. Who's the guy leading the charge here in the Russian investigation? Who's the government official overseeing the entire Russian investigation?
Rosenstein.
Rod Rosenstein.
Oh,
you're
sorry.
Close, Jay. You're close. You're very, very close. I got this story. All right. President Trump says his relationship with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is, quote, fantastic and, quote, great, leading the Wall Street Journal to suggest that the number two official of the Justice Department may have more staying power than suspected. Rumors have swirled for months Rosenstein would be fired by Trump. In fact, back in April, the Washington Post reported that Attorney General Jeff Sessions told the White House he would consider quitting if the president fired his deputy. However, according to a Wednesday Wall Street Journal article, when a Trump spokesman told the president the newspaper was looking for comment on his relationship with Rosenstein, he replied, quote, it's fantastic. We have a great relationship. Make sure you tell them that. Why am I and the president on the same page on this and everybody else is wrong? I'm sick of it. No, I'm just kidding about that
part. Well, but you actually look into this stuff, and to your conversation earlier about the news, I read a little bit. I don't read nearly as much as I used to. I don't watch as much as I used to. And I'm amazed, and I think you'll get this reference, Jay. I don't know how much of the audience will. It's almost like a Flashpoint in The Flash. Like, after the election, everybody is still around. It's all the same people, but they switched their roles.
They're all different, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like the oppositional party now takes on and is hyperbolic, and it's gotten bad. Like, and really, you don't have to constantly be reading the news unless you're actually digging like yourself, Barron, digging and creating your own
point of view. This is from the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Okay? And I have no reason to doubt the veracity of the story. The two men talk once or twice a week, talking about Trump and Rosenstein.
Hmm.
And Trump calls Mr. Rosenstein on his cell phone to discuss such issues as immigration, according to one person familiar with the matter. Mr. Rosenstein consistently prepares the president's team ahead of major news, officials said. And he visits the White House as often as three times a week, meeting with the president or White House Chief of Staff John Kelly. He also has regular lunch with White House General Counsel Don McGahn. This is the guy supposedly leading the charge to undertake, he's overseeing the coup against Donald Trump? Does that sound like Donald Trump believes Rosenstein is overseeing a coup against him? Doesn't sound like it to me. Now go back to what I talked about earlier with the Bruce Orr communications having been leaked. Bruce Orr is having conversations that are recorded in FD-302s at the same time he's reaching out to Chris Steele, who's saying, oh, buddy, are we... I mean, they've got him all the way up into November of 2017 saying, am I on the case or not? All I mean, right. This is Chris Steele. It's almost like an unrequited lover. Can I please get back in? Can I please get?
And I really am in this camp.
It's like a sad ex-boyfriend. Calling around. Can I get back? Can you have me back? Will you unlock the back door? I'll come over.
Drive by the White House real slow late at night.
I know. Yeah, he's like looking in the windows. I mean, it's sad. It's almost sad.
Blasting Careless Whisper out of a boombox. Yeah.
But I mean, I don't look at this. I don't see any evidence other than hyperbole coming from over-exuberant Trump administration officials to suggest that this is what people think it is, that he's totally out of bounds.
Well, and there is, I really am in that camp of not enough information. I'm just kind of waiting for what's coming out. But, you know, you fancy yourself a populist in a way. You don't like the establishment.
Oh, I am a populist.
And the deep state and the globalist. But I do not like what I would call a populist mentality when it comes to the Justice Department. That Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein should immediately do what the media and we say.
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't. They should do their jobs in a very fair-handed and even-handed way. They should be quiet about what they're actually investigating and then come out with what they found.
But I'm not I don't believe populism extends to bureaucratic officials.
Oh, let's hope not.
They go populist. And I was a populist before Donald Trump came along as the ultimate nationalist populist.
I'm not saying it's wrong to be a populist.
You know why I'm a populist and a nationalist?
Yeah.
Because I follow the most nationalist, populist document of all time. We the people of the United States of America. Populist nationalist.
See,
the first six words. Populist nationalist. We'll take some phone calls in a second. Sit tight. I do want to tell everybody about my friends Tom and Augustine Duncan over Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484. That's how you get in touch with somebody who's been in business 15-plus years in a very, very tough business where a lot of people come and go. How do you last 15-plus years in the tree service business and the tree cutting down and tree trimming business? Well, you become Chippewa Charm Tree Service. You are licensed, you're insured. You have great, fantastic references when people call. Chippewa Charm Tree Service is the only number you need to know for these services. 328-2484, 328-2484, 24-hour day, 7-day a week service on emergencies. Now, if you just need the maple tree trimmed up, don't call them at 3 in the morning. But if you got a maple tree on your garage, call them at 3 in the morning. That's the difference. 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. All that's available on Facebook as well. Red Top.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
We might as well talk about Rod Rosenstein because he might as well be the acting attorney general. He is. His name is more visible and seems to be involved with more important stuff than Jeff Sessions. So, also Donald Trump also said great things about James Comey before he fired him too, didn't he?
He did.
Him saying he talks to Rod Rosenstein every day doesn't mean a damn thing.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, thanks.
He could fire him tomorrow.
Well, sure he could. Yeah.
But Rod Rosenstein, I can see why I'm talking to him all the time because he seems to be handling a lot of the Justice Department, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And there's no doubt they have to stay in communication. I got to run Red Top. Ken, I didn't have a chance. We ran out of time. Dan Moore's show on the other side of the bend. Jay, thanks for coming.